Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's just for you, where we'll pause, we'll breathe in a relaxing and powerful promise from God's Word. And you'll also get a soul care tip. It's a simple action you can take that's loving for your emotions and your body so that you can restore God's peace and joy. It's based on science and scripture. I'm the author of 4 books on rest and faith, and I invite you to pick up a copy of my latest book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. You have made it the number one audiobook in meditations earlier this summer when it came out, and it also became the number one Kindle. So thank you for picking up a copy, and as we start the fall year, I just hope that you get a chance to use this as a tool to help reinforce God's loving priority for your well-being. Well, as I was riding on an airplane to go to a speaking engagement one time, I was on my way to the East Coast. I live in California, but I was flying to the East Coast to lead a soul care retreat. And it's a rest retreat to lower stress. And I was there, I was chatting with the person next to me, and it turned out that he had served in the Army. Well, my husband had served in the Army, so immediately we struck up a conversation. He was a young man, and I was just asking him, you know, what it has been like to serve, because I shared I was going to talk about how to recover from trauma, whether it's from anxiety, from daily stress, or from childhood trauma, or from anything that life throws at us, that God created us, the way our body and nervous system works. There's a time for us to be strong. Our nervous system shields us in the moment so that we go into survival mode and we don't feel the anxiety or the stress. But afterwards, when we're in a peaceful place, that's when our body starts experiencing the negative emotions, or our body starts feeling the symptoms of stress that we could not at the time, and that we all need ways to calm our bodies and emotions. And so I was sharing with him, that's my ministry. That's what I speak about. And it's interesting. He told me that he himself suffers from trauma, from having witnessed a fellow soldier who got injured. And he told me it was interesting that the person who got injured never got PTSD. But he himself, even though he wasn't personally injured, watching his fellow soldier get injured, that caused him to experience anxiety and caused him to fall into some difficult times, and he had to emotionally recover. So my question to you is, there's something in your life that even though you personally did not experience struggles, but somebody you love, maybe your child, maybe your spouse, maybe a close friend, family member, parent, sister, I don't know who that is in your life, but knowing that somebody else and experiencing that journey with them, maybe you're a caregiver or you're a strong encourager, you are feeling the effects of stress. I bring this up because we've all heard about secondhand smoke, but maybe we don't realize that there's secondhand stress, secondhand anxiety that comes from those of us, especially the people who are strong ones, the encouragers, those who often help others. We experience a dip in our mental health well-being because we're pouring out so much, especially those of us who love serving others, are in positions of responsibility. I just want to share that today's encouragement is for you, that God sees you, God knows your needs, and that God did not create you solely for the purpose of helping others. It's just one aspect of our relationship with God where we can serve God by serving others. But we need to make sure we have input. We are refilling the tank with which we're withdrawing from. So I wanted to share today's encouragement with you. So rest right now. Just breathe in and breathe out. Help your body to just relax the tension in your shoulders. And we're going to breathe in God's word and find some encouragement today, because you are worthy of rest. You're worthy of care. And especially as you come alongside others and help them along their own journey. I'll be back after a word from our sponsor, and let's renew and replenish our soul with God's love and peace.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friends, I want to introduce you to some tools that have helped me as I healed. I went on my own journey over a 10-year period to recover from trauma that I experienced, emotional trauma from my childhood that didn't surface until later when I became a mom. And so if you're looking for some tools to help you lower stress, it may not have been as complex or as severe as my anxiety, but I put it in a new book. It's called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And I invite you to take the Soul Care Quiz. It's four different areas where I had to start learning how to take better care of myself. And it's curious which area that you may be missing the most. And you can take this Soul Care Quiz to find out at soulcarequiz.com. Whether it's your spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, your physical wellness, or your social wellness, this quiz will help share with you which area you may be missing the most. And then it'll help you to focus in on just one area. Well, today I am talking about anxiety and stress, and specifically trauma. And over half of PTSD cases are associated with witnessing trauma. I just think that's so interesting, because there are feelings of helplessness that we experience when we watch others that we love going through difficult times, whether it's health challenges, financial, you know, we worry about them, and we don't realize that God has created our nervous system to respond to others, seeing others that are in need. And I want to just throw this out, because there are studies that show that when we help others, helping others actually helps lower stress. I talked about this earlier in other podcasts here on Breathe, that one way that we can take the focus off our own problems is to help others. And we find a sense of joy and encouragement when we see others being helped with the gifts that God's given you. How does that differ then from feeling drained and feeling weighed down by the burdens when you find yourself helping others, but then absorbing their stress? Isn't that an interesting topic of conversation? I think sometimes it gets muddled and we feel guilty for taking time out for ourselves to replenish our emotional resources, because we feel we'd be letting down others or we're not meeting the expectations to help others, right? Well, here are some interesting guide points for you to consider. Okay. Now, as we're helping others, I want to ask you some questions, and it'll help you to assess if you're taking time out to pour back in God's love and peace so that you can continue to flow out from a well that's filled up by God. Okay, how much time are you spending in nature? That is one signpost we can use. It's really important that God created the beauty in nature. When we look at trees or spending time outside, just hearing the sounds of nature, that actually stops the cortisol, that's the stress hormone, from being released, and we can refill on God's peace. Second, do you have time where you are just breathing in God's word? Because mindfulness and meditation has shown scientifically to help calm the emotional brain. And so as believers, we want to just focus in on God's word, but is there any space for you to just actually relax and enjoy thinking about God's word and what it means to you and how much God cares for you? Is there any quietness that's found throughout your week, if not during your day? Third is boundaries. You know, when we help others, especially if others are on a journey, it's not something that we can really help fix right away. It's a long journey. So a lot of times we don't even realize that a lot of unexpected things come out. So I just want to ask you if you have boundaries where you can have time in your schedule where you need to also do some things that are important to you. And so I had to establish some of those boundaries myself with my kids. I had to say, Mom has this time. I need to go take care of these things. I'll be able to come back later to help you, or let's work on this on the weekends. But you need to have some boundaries where you're prioritizing your own activities that help bring you peace and joy. Which are the things we need to say no to, and which are the things that we can decrease frequency for? So those are some tips there. It's either saying no, or reducing the frequency of which you're having to help, or setting a time limit as to when you can offer the help. And there might be certain topics that will be off limits. If you're in an emotionally enmeshed relationship, certain topics might be too much for you, and you would need to maybe speak up and say, you know, this topic is kind of stressful for me. I think we need to maybe talk about something else for now. It just really causes me stress. It might seem difficult, but it's important that you are aware of where your tank is in terms of your wellness. And so I just want to encourage you that it isn't unloving to have boundaries and to have limits, and also to prioritize your wellness. Maybe for this week, you'll have to postpone, or say, rather than say no, it may be easier to say, I can't do that this week. I need to take a break this week, but maybe later on, let's catch back up again. Just wanted to offer some ideas for you. Now, in terms of meditation, taking time to help calm our minds, I want to turn to the practice of a breath prayer. And we do this every week to breathe out our stress and to breathe in God's love. And I want to share with you this week's powerful scripture. This is one of my go-tos. It's from Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's another version maybe you like more. It's from NIV. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. And the New Living Translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. For today's breath prayer, we're going to go with the NLT version. Breathe in. The Lord is my shepherd. Exhale. I have all that I need. Inhale. The Lord is my shepherd. Exhale. I have all that I need. As you breathe in this breath prayer, just focus your mind on beautiful pastures of green. The rest of Psalms, you can continue to breathe in and breathe out. as he guides you to green pastures, leads you beside quiet waters. I want you to picture these images. Studies show that when we picture a peaceful setting, the experiences you had there instantly inject your nervous system with the happy, calming hormones you felt when you were there. That's how our memories work. They're connected to your body and emotions. And so God allows us, the way He created us, to have this beautiful reservoir of beautiful memories of where you've experienced this peace and calm. Is it that green grass? Is it that soothing water? Just allow your mind to recall that place as you breathe in the breath prayer. And remember that Jesus is your shepherd. Where is it that God is guiding you to find rest? Like green pastures, lying down? Or is it a refreshing activity, just like the body of water, streams of water, that restores your soul? So there's both lying down in green pastures, physical rest, and there also needs to be a replenishment, restoration, restoring your soul with something that refreshes you like that water. So two things, rest, physical, and something that inspires you, that sparks peace or joy, that rejuvenates your soul. What are those two things? Make and pause in a moment just to think of those things and allow your mind to go there. And as you do, your body will start to relax even now as you're picturing it, breathing in, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Each of us has a path. Our children have their own journey, perhaps through the valleys. Or the loved one that we're supporting or caring for, they have their own journey. And God is their shepherd. Don't forget that you are on your own path and journey, that God is guiding you on your own journey of care and comfort, rest and restoration. It is very important that He wants you to follow Him. And we can release others to know that they are following Jesus as well. We cannot own their journey. We cannot control it, but we can follow Jesus, who is the shepherd of each of us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, will you speak gently to the beloved one who is listening right now? Who needs the rest? Who needs her soul restored? I pray that you place your hand of peace upon her. Help her to open up her hands, to let go of the burdens of others that she cannot carry, but you can carry. Lord Jesus, I pray for the one that she loves, that she's been trying to support and help. And Lord, I pray that you take care of her beloved one, whether it's a child, a spouse, a parent, a friend. Lord, help her to release that person into your arms, because you are strong and loving enough to carry the one she loves. Take care of my friend who's listening now. Guide her to lie down in the green pastures that gives her rest this week. Lead her beside still waters that can restore her soul, that she can enjoy something that can spark a moment of peace or joy in her emotions and her body. Lead her in the paths of righteousness when she feels uncertain about what to do. Guide her. And for your name's sake, walk her through the valley of the shadow of death. For she will fear no evil, for you are with her. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow her all the days of her life. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, friend, thank you for joining me for this peaceful time where you are the apple of God's eyes. And to remind you that you are worth the joy and the peace, especially if you're pouring out to others, to release that stress and that burden. Remember to pick up a copy of my new book, Breathe. I pour my whole heart and soul into sharing four different areas that you can renew God's peace using science and scripture. And I just want to thank you for those of you who enjoy this ministry. Support me by picking up a copy of the book. And thank you for leaving a review. If you haven't left a review, wherever you listen to this podcast, whether it's Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening, leave a review. It really helps others to hear about this podcast. Remember, you're loved. You're worth it. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.